They're an excellent team. We knew our backs were against the wall today. You know, not to mention I had four new players on the field. We've got four girls down with injuries. We're trying to get healthy. We're hoping to get them back. But at the same time that Andrew played well, I thought we did a great job. You know, we talked about shape this week. Mm-hmm. I told him if we get beat outside the box, we get beat outside the box. And that's where the first goal came from. Yeah. I think it was number 14 stepped up, and she laced one. And not many goalies are going to get their hands on that. So, you know, that's another thing that we try to build off of. We talk about pressure. We didn't have the pressure there. I needed a holding mid to step. So definitely some things we can work on. But when it comes to effort, when it comes with the shape today, I was pretty pleased with what I saw.
Well, I liked, you know, it could have been very easy to get down, especially the second half as the match went on. You know, especially being on the defensive that much. But the kids, to their credit, kept bailing and bailing and started making some of the things happen on their own side.
I think that's the biggest thing with us right now is we fell down 2-0 somewhat early, and it's easy to drop your heads. Yep. And these girls don't. They don't look at the scoreboard. And as cliche as it sounds sometimes, they don't give up. They don't quit. They don't worry about what that is. We talk about every single day just getting better.
Yeah.
You know, if we can, I'm not worried about the 3-0 result. If we can get better, if we can build off of the things that we do well, and if we can continue to move to that next step, I think we're going to be able to surprise some teams down the road.
Mm-hmm. Again, that's the thing you got to be most excited about, is that just that effort. As you said, it's so easy for a team to get down in that situation, especially as you're not, you know, you have one opportunity, really. One time you really had the ball on their side of the field in the first half. But, you know, the kids, I like their enthusiasm. They just keep at them.
Yeah, you know, at any time, we can break out, and I think Corey showed that today. Yep. You know, Andrew's pressing, they're building, they're possessing the ball all over the place, and the next thing you know, Corey's in. She's in on net. So we'd like to make the free kick a little bit more dangerous, but like I said, a lot of young girls stepped up today. Brooke Kroll, this is her first game with us on the season, and you know, she played 75 minutes at outside mid and did a great job. I mean, I didn't even have to worry about her out there. Jasmine Lopez stepped up. She was another one. This is her first game at the varsity level.
Yep.
So a lot of new players, a lot of new positions. We continue to rotate players around, and they're filling in very well. So I'm pleased. I'm pleased with what I saw out of the girls. And
obviously, of course, your keeper, she does a great job. I mean, because they could have scored numerous other goals, but
yeah, I haven't looked at the stats yet, but I would venture to guess she probably had at least 25 saves.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah, exactly. I had her probably making about, they had about 20 shots the first half, maybe 10 in the second or so. So she, there was probably right in that neighborhood. So there were a lot of great shots that she stopped.
Yeah, she came up big, and I think, you know, and just another one. When the ball goes into the net early, she could easily drop her head, and she doesn't. So, you know, credit to her, credit to the backs, credit to the Miz. They never stopped running.
Yep.
You know, Andrew's throwing players left and right, and our heads were spinning for a moment there. But at the same time, you know, we're young, and we're building, and I saw a lot of positives. So I think we have a lot to move forward.
Yeah, I think that's, I know you don't want to use that as an excuse, but the bottom line is these kids are not as experienced as, there's some kids who were part of the success, you know, have had part of the success that Andrew's had the last couple of years. So they're definitely playing at a disadvantage when you're going up against a group like that.
Yeah, we tell the girls this is another level. And I think we showed today, you know, we can play right there.
Yeah.
I mean, if we want to play for results, we can do that. We got down 2-0 in the second half. We could have played for the 2-0 loss, but we wanted to send some girls forward, take a look to see if we can get some opportunities, and we did. Corey had a great opportunity at the end. You know, we created a couple corners.
Mm-hmm.
Kaylin got her head on a corner.
Yep.
You know, we wanted to head down, obviously, but we're right there on the doorstep, and like I said, a lot to be pleased about.